exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game
Bang. What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent, and this is the Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, Mainframe USA, and Oblivion Comics and Coffee. I'm just taking it all in.
Okay.
I'm just taking it all in. I'm so glad to be back home. Finally! The Corey has come back.
That is
to VGB.
I kind of liked it better when it was all a girl fest.
I did too, honestly. So we're back. It was a while, long time coming. We were out of town covering E3. I want to appreciate all of those people who took the time to download those special episodes. I think we did four of them, right? EA Play and then 3 days of E3.
Yes, four.
Four episodes. Four little bite-sized episodes. If you have not listened to those, I recommend you go do so. You can see all of the sights, sounds, smells of E3. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about it on today's show. But before we get to that, sitting across from me, the man holding it down when we were out of town. Man, that was a good rhyme. Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
Did you hear that? I said holding it down while we was out of town.
Yeah.
Don't be a clown.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God.
You did a good job. I was worried.
You haven't heard the last episode.
I listened to I was there live. You didn't pay attention to me, but I was there.
No. I'm talking about the podcast.
I didn't listen to
some
it.
Some problems with some audio.
Yeah, I get the complaints.
Yeah.
I'm the one that usually people go to with the complaints.
Yeah.
But it
was a fun show.
Content-wise, it was good.
It was a fun show. I mean, we had the three ladies in the building. I feel like some special connections were made that night. We'll see how things go in the future.
The one time I miss a Wizard World, the one time both Webb and myself are out of town, you have an all-women show with not just Ivy Doom Kitty in our studio.
Right.
You had Britt Bliss.
Britt Bliss.
In the studio.
Yes, we did.
You had Amy Doom Kitty.
Amy Doom Kitty. That's her name, right?
Don't call her that.
I know.
She gets so pissed.
Dobby hates that. I think she stole the show.
She likes to assert her own individuality.
She stole the show.
She's a freak spirit.
Let's be honest. Joining us also, he's back from a little trip to Disneyland, David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
And all the way back in L.A., as soon as I show up to the studio, she disappears. Ivy Doom Kitty.
Sup?
So your sister is a little firecracker. And I think she has some deep-seated issues.
Probably. I mean, I think it comes from the fact that she went on home study at a young age and didn't hang around kids her age, so she was practically raised
wow.
by the internet.
Okay,
holy crap!
The internet raised her, so this is the product of the internet.
Well, we love Dobby, and she has a problem with strippers, but that's okay.
I think she's very adjusted to the strippers. Yeah.
You know what cracks me up is that clip that Corey and VGB tweeted out about Aaron getting shut down by Ivy and Britt.
Oh, man, that was glorious.
And Amy's expression, she's just stone cold.
She
is. No expression.
She's
like, I'm over this shit. Like, this is...
So, I mean, you might as well address it now. If I approached somebody and they were like, nah, I'm not feeling you, Aaron, that's being shut down. But I was just simply stating the fact that I feel like I'm the most attractive man I've ever seen.
And then the two most beautiful women look at each other with just pure disgust, disdain, quietness.
Oh, that's
and
fine.
And acknowledge how awkward and distorted your
if I was looking for vindication through Bliss and Ivy... Maybe I'd be hurt.
Maybe that's your problem. You need to start looking for vindication from somewhere.
No.
Because your own skewed perception is leading you astray, my friend.
Never. Never.
If you think you are the most attractive man... Game recognizes game, all right?
Those do too, sir.
I look at people and I'm like, that's an attractive person. You know, you need to be able to look in yourself...
And that's fine.
...inside yourself.
You can say that. So then...
You've never looked at another dude and said he was good looking.
The question
Let's
would be...
Let's just get right into this.
The question would be,
really?
Then, Corey, who do you think is the most attractive man?
That's...
You've already said the wrong answer.
Wait, is it Luke Cage?
No, it's not Luke Cage.
Terrible.
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Wait, but what Corey's asking is if you've ever looked at another dude and been like, that dude's kind of hot.
No.
Wait, okay.
No?
Okay.
Sorry. I've looked at girls and been like, she's pretty hot. She's pretty sexy.
You took it too far. I was making the point of like saying someone acknowledging someone's attractiveness. I could say I've never looked at another dude and said he's hot.
Yeah, see,
that's a little different.
Okay, all right, because I'm like,
that's not. Yeah, a little
you could be
it's
like, that's
thing.
A. You,
so
you
a
can
girl
like,
can say that and it's okay.
Yeah, see, dudes don't do that.
There's a line of
that's
like
a double standard.
That's a good looking.
No,
dude.
No, no, that's not a double standard. I didn't say they can't do that. I just said they don't do that.
There's a law, and you don't want to break it. You don't want to be a lawbreaker.
You can be like, you know what, sir, you're very handsome. He comes out of the shop with his tuxedo or something like that. Like, you're handsome. Special occasion.
Can the
thing.
Beards touch?
No.
Oh.
You go and make it really weird, Ivy.
Yeah, you jump.
Hey, I don't have my kangaroo balls this time, okay? So that's be happy.
Horrendous. Did you lose them?
No. They're hanging in my rear on my rearview mirror in my car.
That seems like an appropriate place to put kangaroos.
It's actually great because when I drive, they like swing back and forth like very aggressively. It's hilarious.
Oh my God. So I want to know what chat thinks. I see one. Jay Ricochet says, if I see a hot guy, I could recognize it. Hashtag respect.
Go ahead. Hey, by all means, you do it.
Where does
I don't
it
think...
begin and end, Aaron? Have you looked at another man, maybe not and said hot, but do you acknowledge other people's even attractiveness?
I usually say I can see why this person's attractive to that person.
When you look at Ronaldo, you don't think, damn, that's a good-looking dude.
I say, I can see why that person's attractive to that.
Okay. Say, damn, that's a good ball handler.
That's another thing, because, I mean, Ronaldo is a good
soccer,
ball handler.
Soccer, guys, because it's soccer.
He is a good ball handler.
Brad Pitt, Luke Cage.
No. And you know what? A little after, I'm going to spoil it a little after. The ladies were talking about guys.
Brad, you know, Pitt while I was doing Luke Cage.
While I was doing up the show and everything, the girls were talking about guys, and yeah, they brought up Luke Cage. They were like, he's a giant in real life. Like, oh, and he is gorgeous.
He is a giant in real life.
Yeah, see?
I met him. He is a very tall, very, very big guy.
I don't want to know
He
about
looks
this.
Exactly like he's the camera doesn't lie with him. Like he looks just as big on camera as he does in real life.
There you go. Phrasing. There you go.
Phrasing, yeah. Well, we have some business.
Guy.
We have business
Your mom
to start
would know,
off.
Though, right?
Jeez.
All right. Holy crap.
Good one. All right, you got it.
Jeez.
Point for Gryffindor.
She likes to go in.
Slytherin. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. It's all stupid.
He's a Hufflepuff. He doesn't know.
Spoiler alert, it's all dumb. So, Aaron, you have some business to take care of.
I do have some business.
You did a little giveaway thing. So basically what happened was Oblivion Comics came up with this great idea that if you're walking around Sacramento Wizard World and you see Aaron Carter, you walk up, whisper in his ear, Hail Hydra, he will take your name down, and you'll be entered to win a gift card over at our favorite friends at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. And I understand you have a winner.
I do have a winner. And it was a long, hard decision. Not that hard at all, actually.
Did you actually just decide which one you liked the most? Or how did this work?
A coin toss, actually.
All right.
Came to a coin toss.
How many names are there?
Oh, there's two.
You use a three-sided coin?
Two.
Never mind. Go ahead.
oh my God. Math is hard. So... it came down, like I said, to the last two, and there was only two.
Okay.
And I'm going to mispronounce his name. I'm sorry already, but I will shoot you a message and everything like that. Kazi Spoon?
Kazi Spoon.
That's the name she wanted to give.
All right.
Kazi Spoon.
All right.
Kazi Spoon. I've got her her social medias. Congratulations. Actually, I wonder if she'll be, like, cool with me posting the picture, because I took a picture of you if you were there.
Well, if she's a... person named Kazi Spoon, I'm assuming they do cosplay, and that's all cosplayers live for, is have their picture taken.
She wasn't in cosplay.
Oh, okay.
So, but congratulations.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, because, I mean, you said Kazi Spoon. I'm saying maybe she just likes cosplay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks,
Oblivion. Maybe it has to do with kamikaze.
Or maybe it's called Cozy Spoon. And I'm just saying it wrong.
Exactly.
Cozy Spoon, you dumb. Yes.
Get it right, guys.
I told you three times
in person. Right now, Cozy Spoon.
This giveaway seems a little rigged.
Rigged?
It seems rigged.
Do you know who Cozy Spoon is?
I have no idea who this person is.
So then how's it rigged?
How was the rest of the convention, though, Aaron? I heard so little about it. You guys like seem to not want to answer.
Well,
I hear it was about half the size as normal.
That was the the small problem I had, the gripe. Because remember last year we came back from E3 and we flew right into Sacramento and right into Wizard World, and there was another video game kind of spot in the middle of Wizard World.
Oh yeah, we loved it.
That felt akin to, you know, E3 a little. They took that all out. Those gigantic trucks that they had inside the building, gone.
What?
They cut off a section of the whole building and just left it empty. So what? It was actually physically smaller than any of the other ones.
Did it seem like it was compact, or did they just have less people?
There were less people,
less things.
Okay. Less things, less people. But wasn't all necessarily bad, because Rooker was walking around. Like, I think he felt comfortable enough to just be like, well, let's go see what the people,
saw, like, a stream.
Yeah.
Somebody was streaming that.
So, you know, that was cool for him to do. You couldn't look at Kate Beckinsale in the eyes. she would tell you not to.
Wait, seriously?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, this got way more interesting.
No, if you were standing in front of her line or whatever, just kind of loitering, they were like, no, you can't
get
stand there.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who this is? This is Underworld,
yeah, you're
too.
You're not allowed to loiter.
Yeah.
This is Underworld 3 you're looking at right here. Get the fuck out.
But I spent some time with Ivy at her booth.
Yay.
Saw a lot of her friends come and go. It was good times.
Did some panels, I hear. What were the panels you were on?
I did some panels, Future of Gaming.
Oh, which you know nothing about.
And that was actually a very good panel.
I don't know why you'd be on that one.
With the lovely Janice Davis.
It would just be you saying everything sucks. The end is nigh.
It makes as much sense as you being on a diversity panel.
Exactly. Yeah.
First of all,
I'm not defending myself.
Very, very important things to say about the future of gaming.
The end is nigh. All games suck. Destiny 2 is going to blow.
Yeah.
She's just maddenizing.
Yep. Use those phrases.
I know you did.
Use a couple of
I've
those phrases.
I've been on many panels with you.
You sound like Jerry Seinfeld a little bit there.
And then the other one was the Geektastic Industry, and that one we actually had a no-show on the...
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what was the topic?
Who was a no-show?
Let's not pick nits.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to bust no one out.
I'm just saying, he didn't show up, but it was just me, Janice, and Eric, her husband, and we killed that thing.
Like, what was it about?
It was the Geektastic Industry, careers in Geektastic Industry.
Ivy also did a panel with Janice. It was like a clashing of our worlds. How was your first encounter with Janice, Ivy?
Oh, she was awesome. She was like super ecstatic to talk about VGB and how she's been on the show before. Aww. Yeah, she was really cool. The panel that we did was a Wonder Woman panel hosted by Tony Kim. And we also had Trina Robbins, who is the very first female, I believe, artist for Wonder Woman.
Oh, really? So like actual, wow, okay.
Like ever, first female artist ever. So that was really cool, just kind of getting her perspective on it. And it was, in essence, we were dissecting the film bit by bit. And then, you know, just kind of explaining what we liked, what we didn't like, what we felt worked, what didn't work, what it meant to us individually and as a culture, which I thought was really cool. And her and I connected really well on that. So we'll be seeing each other at San Diego Comic-Con.
Did she tear up at any time during the actual...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did it during mine,
she's
too.
She's a ball of emotions.
Yeah.
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 During the Future of Gaming, she liked, what was it, Horizon? How it's a main female character. She's like, she's not sexualized. She's strong. She's dirty. And I was like, whoa. I was like, Janice, it's okay. It's okay. Strong female characters.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
She's amazing, though.
Although I'm upset I didn't get to hang out with all you guys in Sacramento. I was across the pond, as many people say.
You were in England?
No, I was in Washington,
D.C. That's across the pond.
I don't think you know what pond
is. I also had five panels.
Wait, five panels?
Jeez. Yeah. You were rocking around a lot. Yeah.
Five.
Tell us about all of them.
Cinco.
Yeah, because me and Amy spent a lot of time at the booth.
Wait, why?
Yeah, you guys did.
Why was Aaron not in any of your panels?
Because I had to speak with Amy.
I had one. One panel that was my very own, which is the body confidence panel.
Which you do not want Aaron anywhere near.
Why, and then I'm there was the
with bodies.
Oh my god, I'm gonna shoot you guys. And then there was the Q&A that they did on stage, and then I had three panels with Tony Kim. So I had the Wonder Woman panel, I had the Marvel versus DC panel, and then I did what was the final one? Oh, the final one was about how to turn like a geek like hobby into a business. In essence. So they were all really, really great, very informative panels. They had a really good turnout at all of them. And then, you know, there was just signings and all that good stuff in between everything. And then we had the costume contest, of course. So it was great.
While you guys were doing Sacramento Wizard World, I was in D.C. with AwesomeCon. And it blew my expectations out of the water. Of exactly how big this convention was. It was huge. There, the convention center in Washington, D.C. is about three blocks. Like, that's how big. And it's not like these little Sacramento blocks. These are...
Wow.
These are city... These are big blocks. And the convention center is, like, on both sides of the street. Like, it was huge. The part where you... Like, where the artist alley is and where they do the signings was just bigger than just about any hall I've been in before. And the guest list was... That's where I don't know if it was as big as I'd expect it to be.
Like, who was there?
Like, they had everyone from the Guild. You remember that web series?
Even
Felicia Day?
Felicia was there.
Wow.
And here's the deal. Like, they squeezed every cast member from the Guild into, like, one table.
Okay.
And then right next to them... was Felicia Day, who had like six tables.
By herself, huh?
By herself. That's there was even checked. A guard in between the two.
That checks.
That's messed up.
That checks out.
It's like she does not associate with the rest of the Guild.
Was Will Wheaton there?
Will Wheaton was next
wow.
to her.
Wow, and you didn't
He was another six tables away.
it was too many blinks. I could not keep up with the amount of Will Wheaton blinks. You know who was there who had the shortest line that I was just blown away?
Drew Carey?
The douche.
Douche.
Eliza Dushku.
No way.
Whoa. She was there,
foxy as ever.
How is she there and not in Sacramento?
I've never seen the douche in person before, and I must say, she is way more gorgeous, like, looking at her through no filters of television. Like, she's beautiful. But there was, like, three people in her line, and I was outraged.
Like, yeah, I would be outraged, too, because Eliza Dushku is freaking... ridiculously hot. Yeah.
I don't even know why she was there. Like, I was like, you're above.
She should have been
above
in
this
Sacramento.
Place.
They had a Buffy like reunion, basically, in Sacramento.
They did?
Yeah.
Wait.
At Wizard World, it was like
there was no Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That was the only person, of course.
The Buffy?
She doesn't do it. She doesn't do that anymore.
The Buffy.
The Buff.
She doesn't do that anymore.
The douche. The Buff. Come on.
Oh my God. Here we go with your little whatchamacallit.
What do you mean,
the
my
candy bar?
Yeah,
you should think your insults out better before you start saying them.
No, she should have been Sacramento. They had a lot of because the guy who plays I think is something Masterson,
James.
Is it James
Masters?
Masters. He had a long line.
Is that Angel?
No, that's the guy that played Spike.
I don't know.
Also Brainiac on Smallville.
And was Brainiac? Yes, he had a long line of people in front of him. The other two, not so much, but
the Energy CSGO guys, that's who I was hanging out with. We did a pro-am at this really cool restaurant, and it turned out great. It was really cool just to hang out with CSGO players for a bit, because it's my first time at like any type of CSGO event, and I had my apprehensions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of see them as like kind of, I don't know, just
a notch above League of Legends.
Sorta, yeah, like very hardcore, yeah. But they're like a very nice group of people. They're funny. Like I was blown away. I knew the players were great because I've hung out with them before. Hung out with Daps, PTR, Lil Man, and Fugly, and we just had a good old time.
All good names.
All good names. We walked 8 miles, not the movie. We walked 8 miles from the Lincoln Memorial.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you, Ivy.
That's terrible.
We walked from the Lincoln Memorial all the way to our nation's capital, the Capitol building. and my dogs were barking.
It's not the same thing.
It was crazy. We were in a war of attrition. No, it's not the same thing.
I thought the whole city was the nation's capital.
Well, I think it is, but still.
The actual capital building.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one that's on the seal and all that. And,
You mean the eagle?
Sure.
the pyramid with the all-seeing guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and PTR were, like, dead. Our feet were dead. You know, we were just... And then, like a true IGL, Daps was like, look, we're so close. Giving us a pep talk. And we made it all the way over there, so it was cool. It was like good team building. I don't think that team has like actually hung out and did this much together in this one day, been stuck doing this, and it was a great event. So thanks again to everyone at Events DC. I'll be back there in August with Nairo.
No segues this time.
No segues. Definitely avoided.
Did they ask to do the segues?
No.
Okay.
No. I violently disagreed with that. we looked for Mr. Trump. Chat is asking. We looked for our boy, the Donsley, and we could not find him.
He's too busy not doing press conferences in front of the media.
He's too busy not doing his job.
He's too busy combing his little toupee.
Fighting these terrorists. We're just going to copyright infringe now? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
And now this whole segment.
Oh, look at that!
Is... YouTube and Facebook, this is muted.
Can't use it anymore.
It's the Brain Bang theme song, everybody. The brand new one, because you were so unhappy with the old one. I listened to the people. Aaron, I was disappointed you didn't play it on the last show, but I forgive you.
Oh, is it true? You can't use it on...
Yeah, we can use it.
Will it kill it on Facebook?
Longest intro.
Here we go.
Brain Bang.
Oh, my God.
You follow us on Twitter, vote, that's it, mine.
There's a meme.
You never know. Says, questions are asked on
the guy
Brain
says,
Bang.
I don't like Childish Gambino. And the girl says, oh, I kind of like this song. And then he turns around singing the song. That's what I think of every time now.
Brain Bang. We do our best to never ask the same things.
You
didn't like my last song, so I changed it.
That's horrible.
It made me realize
so meta.
My pride.
I got some vocals in there, though.
We ask questions.
Sounds like an alien.
Can you answer?
Like, really?
Then we read them. Ooh.
On the podcast.
Yeah. We ask questions.
On the Game Bang. Song.
I'm sorry if anybody got pregnant. I apologize.
Only wolves and cats.
Together?
Yeah.
Damn, that's weird.
That's the power of that song.
You guys love that?
The Brain Bang theme song. This week's question is, we're taking it back to Overwatch. There's a big patch came out, patch number 1.12.04. And there was a lot of changes to the game in there. And I wanted to ask everyone, what's your favorite change? Aaron, I'm sure since you don't pay attention to the game, you wouldn't understand.
Literally just played it last night.
Did you really?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll go over it then. So the options were the Reaper buff, which Reaper got a huge buff to now. He doesn't just get his health back when he gets killed. Yeah, it's lifesteal. Yeah.
Which pissed Noel off
of course
to
it
no
extent. Is he a tank player?
I don't know. No, yeah, Noel was playing tank at the time. But he was so upset.
How long did it take him to rage quit?
Two games.
Two
games.
That's a record.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. the next one is the Roadhog nerf. I know a lot of people were looking forward to that.
I didn't notice that.
It's pretty significant.
Maybe because nobody was playing them.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
the Lunar Colony map and then Other. That's the options. With 5% of the vote, last place was Other. And, you know, the one I forgot and didn't add on to there because I didn't see it was too significant, but McCree got an increase to his ult. I think it reacts a little bit quicker, so it's a little more useful. And there was a lot of Rip Roadhog stuff in there, but a lot of people were happy about that McCree buff. So I still don't think he's as good as a soldier, but that's my opinion. With second place or last place was the Roadhog nerf, only 25%. Then it was the Reaper buff, and then the Lunar Colony map. There you go. That's this week's Brain Bang. Did you notice any big changes to you, Aaron, though? Did it really affect your game?
It didn't affect me. I tried playing Reaper for a little bit just to see how much it was going to... But every time I played, somebody had a counter for me, so I never really got to really get the full, you know, tank-busting Reaper out. And then we played a whole bunch of times on the Lunar map, and I actually kind of like that map a lot. I like the way it's put together.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah. The gravity or the...
Oh, the outside?
Yeah. Well, we didn't go outside. I mean, just playing the little special mode where the gravity is lower.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. If you are defending... Like, we played on Hanamura, and we were defending, and it's the easiest thing in the world. Like, nobody's taking any points whatsoever. Yeah. So, but no, I enjoyed it. They did some good things with this update.
When's the last time you got to play some Overwatch, Ivy? Has it been a while?
This morning.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I played this morning. I was playing with one of my Hammer of Dawn Patreon gaming peeps.
And? What happened? How'd you do?
It was fun. It was fun. I mean, I played Mercy. I didn't realize the buff had already happened. So, had I known that, I would have probably played with Reaper.
You got to go back to your Reaps.
Yeah, I do.
I see the mask in the background. You should be wearing that right now.
I should, since I have no makeup on. That'd be an improvement
on this busted grill. Wow. Oh my gosh. Here we go.
Busted naked face.
Oh my God. My face has been naked on every episode of this podcast.
I'm actually quite proud of my skin. It's actually like super clear and smooth, and like it's pretty good. It's pretty perfect right now, which is nice. Maybe, it hasn't been that way in a while.
Maybe you're born with it. Webb, when's the last time?
Gone this way.
When's the last time you played Overwatch?
It's been like a week before E3.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you live? How are you doing? Are you okay?
Need
to talk about.
I'm having withdrawals. Really? I almost jumped on last night. I actually didn't know the patch was out yet, so that's part of it. Otherwise,
I didn't either. On. Actually,
you just jumped on.
The only reason why I jumped on is because I got a free golden box from
Amazon. Yeah, so if you guys don't know about that, so if you're an Amazon Prime member, I just punched my microphone.
Yeah, you did.
I literally just gave it a right cross.
We got that in the news,
too. I am a Prime member. Tell me more.
So you go on to Twitch, at which you are on right now watching, and there's a button at the top that looks like a crown, I believe. You click on that, and there's a way to redeem a golden loot box. And they give you
Prime
a code.
Loot?
Yeah. Prime loot. They give you a code.
Be right back.
You enter. Yeah, she's going to go do it. Actually, can you do it on the Xbox? Or is it just PC?
No, you can do it on, because I did it on the PlayStation. I just said that.
Oh, okay. Hey, I don't know. I don't live in plebe land like you.
Wait, wow. You said it's Amazon Prime, right? Not Twitch Prime, right?
It's the same thing.
If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, you have to sync your accounts, but
you sync the accounts.
There's a lot of syncing going on.
What?
Between Blizzard, your console, your Amazon, and your Twitch.
Yep. There's so much syncs
just to get a box. And actually, they're giving out a stupid amount of them from what I hear.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that in the
news. You guys need to walk me through this later.
We will. After the show, we'll get you.
Yeah.
So you get one golden loot box, which is guaranteed a legendary item. And then next month, you get five regular loot boxes. And then the next month, 10 more.
I thought it was October.
No, I think it's July and August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to get
June
15 boxes for free.
Not for free.
Well, if you're
for $100 a month. Or $100 a year.
Well.
That's worth it.
All right.
Hashtag worth.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that's pretty damn slick. I think I heard, too, that it's kind of coinciding with the announcement that Overwatch has an exclusivity deal with Twitch.
Yeah.
So all of this is all working together perfectly.
Exclusivity deal.
Yeah.
Is
it in the news?
It's in the news.
You sure?
It's in the news.
Are we
100%?
100%?
I'm looking at it right now.
You're looking at the news?
Sure you
I'm looking
you're
at
not
the news.
Adding it right now?
You just...
I'm just saying.
Why do you get a machine gun?
That's how fast to type.
It's like you just start typing on a typewriter all of a sudden. It's in there.
Oh, there it is. It's a good segue. I think this needs a revamp, too. I want to see what Gambino song this gets made into.
Let's not do any of that.
No, let's do it.
Webb's telling the news.
Chat, let us know what Gambino song you want that turned into. I want a new theme song, too.
It's Bonfire, everybody.
It's Bonfire. All right, well, since we were just talking about it anyway. Yeah, so Blizzard and Twitch have signed a deal for Overwatch, StarCraft, and Hearthstone esports. So the Twitch is going to be the exclusive location you're going to be able to see that. Mm-hmm. And to celebrate that, you're getting lots of content. So the events that you're going to be able to see on Twitch from Blizzard are the Heroes of the Storm Global Championship, StarCraft II World Championship Series, Hearthstone Championship Tour, Hearthstone Global Games, World of Warcraft Arena Championship, Overwatch Apex, and Overwatch Premier. All those are going to be exclusively on Twitch, which, I guess, were they on, was it on YouTube and Facebook before?
Can I watch Scrubs?
Yep.
I think, I don't know if it was anywhere, because the tournaments have been so scarce that it's just kind of like whoever can, wherever.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, YouTube actually has the lockdown on CSGO. So we're seeing we're seeing YouTube and Twitch kind of fighting over certain specific games. And, like, honestly, I remember back in the day, you could listen back to old episodes where I know for sure I was kind of, like, thinking YouTube gaming was going to be a thing.
Yeah, we jumped on that in the early.
Yeah, because of just the production quality, but it's too late. Like, Twitch is already way too ingrained. It's a huge beast. Like, going to some of their events and talking to some of their people, Twitch isn't going anywhere.
No.
They make really fucking good decisions. They have a lot of really smart people that are in that ladder.
And I'm surprised that YouTube got CSGO, because I'd feel like if I'm like in the CSGO community making those kinds of decisions, I would lean more towards Twitch for the viewership.
I would think so too, but YouTube probably gave them a lot of money, and like it kind of hinders the product, because
I
watch a lot of CSGO now. I watch the ECS League and the EPL, I think. I can't remember which
EPL,
one.
English Premier League?
No. But it's
the
just,
adults are talking here.
Like, it's the production quality is great. The gameplay is awesome. You have the top tier players of the world playing, but it's just like no one's watching.
Is it only like the American streams? Because I've watched CSGO matches on Twitch, but it's always in a different language.
Yeah.
I've always wondered why.
I think so.
Okay.
There's some fuckery going on, some douchebaggery happening.
Douchebaggery. Well, with this Blizzard and Twitch deal, we are benefiting from it. So like we said, you get the free golden Overwatch loot crate. But they are also coming out with Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm loot crates as well. So you can be able to get content for those starting June 20th and running through August 10th. Twitch Prime members will receive an Overwatch loot box containing a guaranteed legendary item.
Blizzard is just showering people with gold. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, so we have Twitch, which is just dominating right now the streaming market. I mean, Mixer. Like, because I saw YouTube gaming get dumpstered so hard, I have such little faith in Mixer.
We talked to them a little bit at E3.
It seems like a great product.
It seems like an... I mean...
No lag.
Like, no lag.
You could stream in tandem with people very easily. Stuff Twitch should be doing,
stream from your phone, like, natively.
But... it's just not...
it's not Twitch.
There's so much ground to make up.
That's... yeah.
So, and now that they're partnering with Blizzard, that's just one more thing going in Blizzard's direction. People are iffy about the Overwatch League and stuff, but clearly, with a move this big, Twitch has a lot of faith in the Overwatch League.
Now, I was just thinking, I'm a little confused, too, because Blizzard has it natively to where you could stream from the their desktop app to Facebook. So why wouldn't they keep that partnership going and make maybe strike a deal with Facebook?
I think
that'd
be suicide, though. Who's going to watch a bunch of esports on Facebook?
Well, if that's where it's going to be exclusively.
The millions of people.
I don't think so. CSGO tried to do that with YouTube, and it's...
true, and yeah.
It's not working. Mm-mm. So tons of stuff coming out of there. We should talk a little, since we have Aaron here. One of the coolest things we got to do, thanks to the people from... where were they from? Sacramento Proud, the Proud Show.
Oh, the Proud Show, yeah.
Yeah, the Proud Show is a podcast. The guy who runs the thing was running the booth over at NVIDIA. Mm-hmm. Invited Webb, myself, Doomkitty, and girl Aaron to try Destiny 2.
Nice.
And Aaron, I hate to burst your little bubble.
But it's Destiny 1.
But it is going to be Game of the Year.
All right.
Hear me out. Beautiful graphics. Close your eyes imagine facial animations.
That's lot years above Andromeda.
So then it's Mario 1.
The smooth, crispy peanut butter, peanut buttery smooth. Oh, like a baby's butt graphics. Like the gameplay, the shooting, everything was perfect, Aaron. This game is a masterpiece.
Do you remember, Webb, on your sending off episode, mm-hmm. what I told you about E3 and the setting?
Yeah.
How they sit you down, they give you the best experience they can give you because,
yes. because
they have to sell something in the
well,
future.
Well, yeah, it's a NVIDIA booth, so everything is
like... And it's NVIDIA,
it's
right?
It's NVIDIA booth, it's on like the top-of-the-line PC, top-of-the-line screen.
Exactly. All those monitors, baby.
Not necessarily top-of-the-line... peripherals, but we won't go there.
No, the peripherals were the only thing.
We're not going to throw those under the bus.
That's cool and all. So what was the gameplay like, Corey?
Butter.
I'm in their boat.
Ivy.
Yeah.
Ivy was singing the praises.
I was very anti-Destiny for a very long time, and then I played the game, and I'm like, holy crap, I've actually been missing out. This is a lot of fun.
You played...
Seriously, like,
you
no
played
joke.
Destiny,
I actually really liked it.
You played Destiny 1...
No, she didn't play
Destiny.
You never played Destiny 1.
I never played the first Destiny 1.
Oh, okay. So you didn't... So you're playing a new
game. I really liked. Huh?
And my point... And see, that proves what I've been saying the whole time. If what they came out with now, what they have now... Because it's... The Taken King was the last big update for Destiny 1.
Yes.
And since then, they've been building on that. The Taken King development team is different than vanilla Destiny. I mean, they may still be a part of it, but they brought in new people. And the new people that did The Taken King, which everybody that played Destiny agreed that this changed the game in a huge way. And if this is the game that came out in the beginning, it wouldn't have the problems. That team is developing Destiny 2.
What team is that? Is that a... Because I've done some research on Destiny 2.
I don't remember their names. It's these two guys that came in
to
Bungie. It's Bungie.
Just to see, because you know, I'm very interested in the game. I don't want it to make the same, you know, mistakes that other things have made.
I will say this because you've already said it, is that it felt like a more polished
Destiny
and
1.
Open Destiny 1.
Well, I mean, it's what it is. Let's call a spade, people. It's Destiny 1 with a little more shine on it. That's cool.
It's
and I've
more
said this
developed.
I've said okay, all right. It's still, you know, I'm not going to take back what I said before. I'm like, if you like Destiny, you're going to like this game because you're getting the same thing. It's like saying, hey, if you like Coke.
What if you don't like Destiny, though?
Boom.
You're not going to like this game.
Yes, you will.
No. You got the Ivies.
She didn't play it. She didn't play it, though. That was the thing.
You don't watch movies, but you still critique those.
Yeah.
No, there's a difference between that.
Is it though?
That's not saying that I will never watch the movies. Remember I've said I'll watch Logan eventually. Exactly. So the other thing, cause like I said, I've been watching, you know, this game as well. And, I've been trying to find out, more about it. They're developers, I should say. Because...
Their families, their favorite foods, their hobbies. What are you looking into?
Because I'm just making sure Bungie is the one taking care of it. You know?
Why do you really care?
He cares about proving us wrong.
Is that what it is?
I care. Just like this, just like last weekend.
You are giving it a lot of attention.
And it's on Wikipedia, so we know it's 100% accurate.
Just like last weekend, I care about the future of gaming. That's why I was in that panel. All right?
Just like Corey cares about diversity.
Developers, of course, Bungie. And then you have another developer, Vicarious Visions. Vicarious Visions. When I saw that, I was like, why would you bring in Vicarious Visions?
Pause.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this for the PC or is this for the game as a whole? Because
it's not for the PC at all.
Okay, because we do know that for the PC, there is another... company
this isn't
partnering.
For the PC.
Okay.
Right. This development team has never...
Vicarious Industries?
Yeah. You can look up their track records. They've made spoonfuls of games. A lot of games.
I see. I see. And they have a pretty good resume here.
Excuse me?
They have a pretty good resume here.
List off the game that they have a good resume on?
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Now go to the side. What console was that on?
Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock.
All right, let's go to the side and see what console that was on again.
Ultimate Alliance
2. All right, so now you see the trend.
What?
I don't see the trend
yet. Because he's not saying the consoles that those things were on.
Wait, what do you mean what consoles those things
were? What did they develop for, Corey?
Handhelds. Sure.
This team is responsible for nothing but handhelds. You know when they moved to the consoles, what games they started to do? Wait, I'm sorry, I take that even back. What? Skylanders, they didn't even do for the
Why do I feel like Aaron was like, I started researching it, and I found this company named Vicarious Visions, which struck a chord.
Is this pulling on the thread?
What game they made? Superman 64!
I thought you guys had said Vicarious Visions.
I picture Aaron, like, in his room with, like, a map, and he's, like, tying string.
Lots of them.
It's all dark. It's trash everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to prove this game's going to suck.
He has a beard as long as Corey's.
This is sad, Aaron. Like, you're proving how petty you are right now.
I'm like, this is a thing. These are, like, signs on the wall. If I had saw Destiny, or not Destiny, Andromeda, and I had looked at their actual development staff and was like, wait, that's not their A-team. Then I'd be a little more cautious. But I was blinded by the E3.
Yeah, well.
When it showed at E3.
Okay. Here's the deal. We actually put hands on this game, Aaron.
Yeah, no, you put hands on a demo. I put hands on Evolve. And I could have argued for that to be game of the year at one point, too.
We did have fun.
I'm just saying. On that build?
Yeah.
And that setting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when you got it home, it just didn't live up.
There's a difference between the little sliver that they show you and what the market puts out.
Well, here's the thing, though, is okay. We were a little skewed.
Why were you skewed?
Because we didn't get the game capture.
Yeah.
So we were all thrown
that.
Off.
They did tell us that the gameplay that we were, like, the portion of the game that we were playing isn't necessarily the final product.
Well, they always say that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they always say that. But, I mean, here's the thing.
No game capture.
I always fall back on the same thing. If you liked it, if you liked part one, you're not going to be disappointed with part two.
Because but even if you didn't like part one, I think you
If you never
would...
played part one
no,
at all.
No, I'm not even saying that. I mean, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Because you can't say if you didn't like part one and you played it, if I played the game and I didn't like it, I'm not going to like part two because I'm getting the same game, just more polished.
Are
so if I didn't...
Well, I guess it would depend on why you didn't like part one.
The bulk of it. You got to strip that game down. If you strip all the bells and whistles off of video games and get down to the very core of a video game, that's where the fun is supposed to be. So strip all those bells and whistles off of anything. Any shooter, any whatever. So think about in your mind, strip all the bells and whistles off of Destiny. What is it?
Halo.
Okay. So if you didn't like it because of something like that, then you're not going to play it, like, you know?
Well, that's
look at like Laura, LB.
Yeah.
She doesn't like games like that. So if she played Destiny and she didn't like Destiny, she's not going to like Destiny 2.
That's if you don't like that genre of game. Well, yeah, you can make that argument about
what I'm saying.
But
if you never played it, I can't say that you don't like the game. That's what I've always said.
You can like that genre but not like Destiny. But you could say I didn't like Destiny because of X, Y, and Z. Destiny 2 fixes X, Y, and Z and I like Destiny 2.
What is in the genre of first-person shooter, where is it going outside the boundaries or the box? That makes it different from other ones. Why be like first-person shooters, but I don't like just Destiny?
One big complaint was that people didn't like the lack of a story in Destiny. So if Destiny 2 fixes that...
More lore?
Although I did read that we still don't know anything about the darkness.
See, there's tons to explore, Aaron.
Yeah, online.
This game is going to be great. It's a day one by.
Online.
I want to move on, though, to this next topic, because chat is very interested in this. And, I mean, we're probably going to lose most of our viewer base talking about it.
We already did.
But former porn star Mia Khalifa is streaming right now on Twitch.
Hold on, former?
That's what people in chat are saying.
And you just lost all your views.
This is new to me.
She's streaming on Twitch in our time slot, no less. So fuck that. That's tough.
See, this is where Mixer would come in handy.
Yeah,
we contact her and we do a co-stream.
So she's streaming herself just cooking, fully clothed. She's not doing the porn stuff anymore. But
would you ever have her on the show, Corey?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
I just want to know. Like, here's the deal. From what I heard, she's like at 25K viewers right now. That's a lot of viewers.
Well, you show your hoo-ha, and
I think there's, like, what is there more to that than, though? Like, there's tons of porn stars out there.
But are there tons of streaming porn stars on Twitch?
I'd imagine there have to
be. More than we know.
That's what I'm trying to say is, like,
I'll Google it.
Can any porn star just jump on Twitch and get 25K? I don't think that's the case.
How many porn stars are on Twitch?
Now Aaron's going to start his next.
Oddly enough.
It's a whole new map with string.
Twitch, oddly enough, Vicarious Visions actually hires porn stars to stream on Twitch.
You are ridiculous.
Hey, Corey.
What's up?
Chat on Facebook is saying that they can replace you with her.
Wow. You know what? I agree.
You think that's what's holding us back?
You know what? That sounds like the most scared of, of actually happening.
Eric just went through, or Court just went through puberty again.
You guys wouldn't actually do that.
That's all the voice cracking. Okay, so guys, we're safe.
Corey's
she's not streaming anymore.
Second thoughts. Oh,
she went offline.
She went offline, so she's fine. But yeah, she did hit 25K.
Holy fuck.
I say we.
First Twitch stream.
I say we invite her and do an interview and say what sparked you to be a Twitch streamer?
I don't know. Ivy, would you be okay with that? You seem to have a strong stance on the porn.
No, I mean, I don't care if people do porn. Like, that's their thing, you know?
Okay.
And she doesn't do it anymore. She's retired.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there you go.
So it doesn't matter.
My question is it relevant to our podcast?
Yep.
The Weekend Bang it is.
It's true.
Yeah, Saturday would be relevant.
So there you go. And Saturday, Mia Khalifa, everybody. Check her out on The Weekend Bang.
That's sad. All right,
you know what? Come to think of it, before we move right along.
Okay.
No, really, though. Chat wants us to replace Corey.
If we shot
also
her out.
On Twitch, they're saying the same thing.
If we shot her out or something like that, if we reached out to her, she would probably look at our name and be like, no, I left the business, guys.
Speaking of, we found a possible new sponsor at E3.
Is it actual Bang Bros?
No.
Okay.
What was it? Thrustmasters?
Thrustmasters.
Thrustmasters.
Yeah, I've been hearing this a lot. Ivy was saying a lot of
Thrustbusters
or something on the
Thrustmasters.
Last
Thrustmasters.
Thrustmasters.
Okay. Bustin' thrusts.
Yeah.
Bustin' makes you feel good?
Corey and Ivy were convinced that they were made for us.
I'm all down with them. I told you, I don't. As long as your product doesn't hurt people, or isn't, like, racist. I think I might... I'm
so
down
if I bring chairs, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I'm down with it. As long as, you know, I think those are the two prerequisites. I can't think of anything else right now. Most likely Chad will come up with something.
Yeah.
Will they traffic kids?
Will the Thrustmaster chair massage my back?
I think so, but I don't know how enjoyable.
I don't know if where it begins and ends, but I'm assuming it will massage your back. Yes.
I would love the chair to massage my back. That
sentence was so ominous.
At the very least, it's massaging your back.
Are
my
you
upper back?
Would you
no
be,
promises.
Are there any sponsors anybody in here is opposed to?
I don't know. I like money.
Where's the line? I mean, I'm with Corey on that one. I'm not. There's no.
It's true.
People will be quick to, oh, you're a corporate shield and all this
know.
Type of stuff.
Yep.
Like,
let them park
I
a truck in front of you.
If we got sponsored by Thrustmaster, it could go, like, horribly wrong in terms of the part where we're like, and this podcast is sponsored by Thrustmaster. You know?
I mean, if you say it like that.
Yeah, if you're going like that.
I was thinking about, like, you know, sponsorship with Thrustmaster, but we'd have to settle one dispute. Already is the fact that they are using my old high school nickname, and I'm not gonna. I don't know how I feel about that.
They have that cricket app.
Moving right along. Moving right.
I got a. But keep that on the back burner. I have a video to show you guys after this whole podcast is over.
Okay. Ooh, you know what we could get for promotional all of you guys video. As a sponsor. We Who? Could get you guys period panties.
I would be down for them. I actually got a couple of birthdays coming up for some ladies, and
boom,
those make
period
pretty good
panties
gifts.
For you guys, each one of you.
So, what do we got next on the
next on the list?
The what's next on the?
All right, so this story I read, and it's going to piss some people off. standalone Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered could go on sale next week.
That doesn't piss me off.
Well, just,
I knew that was going to happen.
I mean, we speculated.
Yes.
That would happen. And, but a lot of people were coming out and they were saying that that was the only reason why they bought, what was it?
The Call of Duty.
Infinite Warfare?
Yeah.
Something Warfare.
Garbage.
Was to get that.
Is anybody surprised?
No.
Please raise your hand.
We're not surprised.
His hand.
No.
Chat room.
This is complete to be expected.
The good news, it's not going to be a full $60 game.
$20, right?
No, 40.
Nope.
Way too much.
They have lost their entire mind.
They could have. When I first read this, I fully expected $60. I fully expected.
It doesn't warrant that price tag.
Warrant 40, no.
And are we getting the updates with it? All the extra? Because they've added weapons to this older version of the game.
It sounds like you will still get all the support and everything
okay.
that you get if you bought it with...
Still wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
Jerry, our very own Jerry, he bought it. He played it. You know, Bezer bought it and played it. And they both loved the game. But it fizzled out like a firecracker real fast. It just...
Well, we were playing... was it Black Ops... One of the Black Ops games. We were all playing that
three,
for a little
Black Ops 3?
Yeah. We played that for a little while, and then it just kind of
fell off. Yeah.
I sold it for, I don't know what.
We were thinking literally just yesterday, because actually I've been playing a lot more video games as of late, of That's buying.
Good. That's good. That's very That's healthy good. For That's... a podcast host of video games.
I've that been playing, video games. Thank you. Playing like Killing Floor. Mm. Killing Floor 2. Very good game.
Played that at E3.
Really?
Yeah. It was not more to show off the game, but show off the computer.
Okay, I was going to say, because the game's old.
Yeah, no, because it was that game, and it was like Forza Horizon. It was more showing off that PC gamer.
Huh? Okay.
So it was the hardware.
But we were thinking about getting that Black Ops 3, the zombie thing, that where you get all the zombie map packs or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then I saw the price, and I was like, again... They've lost their damn mind.
Is it 40?
It's up there in 40. I'm like, it's just for some maps, bro.
What do you think, Aaron, about ARMS?
So I literally just watched a video on that yesterday, too. It was the... I can't remember what YouTube site. I think Game Rankings, Before You Buy.
Yeah.
And I like watching them because they show, you know, the things to kind of look out for before you buy this game or whatever. And it looks like a $30 game. There's a lot of different modes. There's online and stuff like that. But to me, it doesn't look like it should be a full-priced game. You know, I take it back. 40. Let's go 40. It does look like there's a lot of meat in there because there's a party mode. You can play split-screen co-op. And now that I'm thinking about it, let's go ahead and make it a $49.99.
You know what? No, it's a $60 game.
Yeah.
Disregard everything I just said.
Not 60. $49.99. Let's go 50. That's it.
Did you watch any gameplay?
Yeah, I watched a lot of gameplay.
Do you think it's going to be esports?
Ooh. I don't know about esports.
It was
okay,
it was
but if, hype. It's, if it's it esports, was pretty hype. One of the things they said is the motion controls are good, but they're kind of hit and miss sometimes. So if you're playing esports, is everybody just doing controller then?
I think people should have their choice. In this tournament that we saw and participated in E3, you can only use the motion controls, and there were a lot of people upset about that.
Yeah, see? And that's what the guy on the game rank said. He was like, his own personal opinion, he feels like the controller is, you know, kind of the way to, you know. But if you want to have fun with it more, if you want to have fun motion, if you want to be tactical, controller.
It was it's a fun game. That's one of the ones I got to try at E3, but it didn't really matter because the game had been like out in beta for like weeks beforehand, so it wasn't like a ground floor or anything. But I played against Energy Nairo, and he pretty much throttled me. Bro, really? Come on, take it easy, man.
Has he been playing it?
Yeah, he's been playing it. He made it really far in that tournament. It was pretty amazing. Actually, did you see any of the E3 tournament? Did you see him compete in the Pokken?
No, I didn't get to see any of that.
I don't know if this is how great Nairo is or just how shallow the pool of Pokken players is, but it was like Pokken's North American champion, which is pretty crazy because they put on this celebrity tournament. So Andre Meadows was in there, like some YouTube personalities, and they would partner them with pro gamers. So Justin Wong was in there. Nairo was one of them. And one of the pros was a Pokken world champion. And I think I explained this on one of the other shows. Like, it's like, okay, let's do a celebrity and pro basketball game.
Okay.
And we'll take Aaron. You're going to get Reggie Bush on your team.
Okay.
Webb,
all right.
Webb, you're going to get Christy Yamaguchi. You're going to get her.
So you're done.
So, and then
she's
then,
scrappy.
Yeah, I'm a pro athlete.
Corey, a champion. Corey, you're going to get O.J. Simpson.
So
and
you won because you have the murderer.
Ivy
kills the game.
Ivy, you're going to get LeBron James.
Oh.
So
that hairline is tough.
But that's the thing. Like, you can't die easy. You can't do a pro am, give everybody a pro from a different game, and then give one person LeBron James. it just seems like you're stacking the deck.
So they had pros from all different video games, but one pro in the actual game.
In Pokken, okay. Yes.
And I was CSGO say, player.
The way you
like,
were explaining
it
at first, I was like, okay, Reggie Bush doesn't play basketball, but he can. Yeah. He's an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
So he can do some things. But then you said Christine Yamaguchi, and I'm like,
where are you going with this?
She's not gonna
just going with athletes
tearing up the court with those skates the whole time.
We go down to it. Nairo makes it. He beats Justin Wong, which is pretty awesome. And then he goes into the finals against the actual pro Pokken player, and takes the guy to a legitimate game five.
Hmm.
That should, like...
Shouldn't happen.
I feel like that shouldn't happen.
Well, I mean, they wanted to build excitement, suspense.
I don't know.
Dramatizations.
I don't know. He took him to a game five. It was super solid. But, needless to say, like, just the event itself was amazing. Pokken looks actually really fun. I don't know why I haven't quite played this game yet. Have you tried it or looked at it, Aaron?
I've looked at it, but I've never really played it. I don't know. I think because... Of one, I don't have the system. So
that's a big one.
That's a huge
one.
That's and then two, there are no arcade cabinets around here that I know of. So there's
What's next on the docket?
Keeping with the theme of Pokemon, the new Pokemon Go update launches, and it's a big one. So we are now going to be getting... that's the end music. All right, real quick. So raid battles are here. You could jump into a public or private group of 20, and just like in the trailer, you can battle a Pokemon. There's a timer. Once the timer goes off, you battle it, and if you beat the Pokemon, you get prizes that depend on who controls that gym and who did the best, and then you get a chance to capture that Pokemon, but only with the Pokeballs that you got from that event, so Premier Balls. Some other changes include updates to the gym. Now the Pokemon actually have motivation. They lose higher level Pokemon will lose motivation faster, and therefore get beat out of the gym. And then a bunch of other little fixes. You can search your Pokemon now.
Still no PvP though, huh?
PvP, it looks like it's going to be coming with this update, but it's not necessarily in this update.
Okay. Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking around, even though you could have been watching Mia Khalifa make a casserole. You decided to sit here with the video game Bang, talk about some E3. We had a good show. I think we had a really good show. Thanks to Aaron for holding down the fort while we were away. What else do we have coming up on the schedule? Aaron, do we have anything big coming?
Not that I know of, actually. July is pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think we just need to start.
No, San Diego.
Is that July?
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
I'm the only one going to that, right?
I'm going. Well, so 2 of 4 will be there. We'll be at San Diego Comic Con. You can catch Corey from VGB and myself at my booth, which will be the central hub for all things VGB and Ivy Doom Kitty.
Yeah. And while they're
Oh, sorry. And then real quick, this weekend on Sunday, I'm doing a bake sale fundraiser for Kit Crusaders, which is the nonprofit that I work with that saves cats and kittens from high-kill shelters in Southern California. I will be baking cupcakes and cookies and brownies and all things of the sort and selling them At the adoption location on Sunday, I rarely ever make anything ever now because I'm so busy. And just so you guys know, I used to be a professional cake decorator and baker before.
Ooh, you gonna make us some of them special brownies?
If you want, no. If you want to try my sweet treats, my baked goods, by all means, go to Kid Crusaders. They're located at 100 North Larchmont Boulevard in Los Angeles. And you can look up more information on my fan page as well as Kit Crusaders. That's KITTCRUSADERS.org.
Wow, that was a mouthful. And you can subscribe to the podcast on our Patreon, patreon.com/videogamebang. You can support Ivy on her Patreon, patreon.com/IvyDoomKitty. And there's a tip jar right below. If you're watching us on Twitch, it's called the Just the Tip Jar. You can give us some money. The little robot woman will like read your message out to us, as long as it's not like super racist. And you can give us bits. Give us your bits, people. You can click on the bits. We can't accept Twitch bits because we're an affiliate. So, yeah, we're doing stuff and things. So for Ivy Doom Kitty, the real David Webb, Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent, and you've just been banged.
Mia Khalifa, come on the show, please. But don't actually come.